Hey, it's Thursday and it's Mark Diath, and I'm sitting with Dagmar from the Moors Movement, who's going to tell us about why the Moors is a potential asset of community value. So, tell us about the Moors Movement, Dagmar.
The Moors Movement is a local group in the east of Colchester, like the Hythe, Newtown areas. It's composed entirely of volunteers, like around 10 people usually. We were founded in 2006, and since then we organize monthly activities. Usually once a month we go out into the moors, and our aim is to maintain and improve the area for the benefit of both people and wildlife. So that's what we usually do. We pick litter, we plant the hedgerow, we cut the grass and keep the path clear, and cut the shrub back and so on. So make it nice, but also improve the wildlife value for it. So that's what we do.
Okay. And what's the history of the land? Do you know much about what it was before, and what was it about that particular plot of land that you feel needed a group to protect it and look after it?
We did a bit of local history research, or some of our group did, but local interviews with local residents. So what we know is that it's been like a public open space for a long time, so probably for centuries. It was in during the 20th century. It was owned for most part by Paxman's, the big engine factory. But it was publicly used, and it was when the Hythe was still in port and operation. We've been told that's just a story, that people used to dry their sails on for the boats on there. Paxman apparently grazed his cattle there, but it was also a recreational space for his workers apparently. And until today it has got this character of common land in a way. Last week we found a guy collecting some firewood there from dead wood, and people use it for dog walking, children play there because it's free of cars, and people use it for collecting food. I mean, there are fruit trees like apple, pear, damson, bramble. There's other edible herbs there, so people use it for foraging. So it's been an area which really has been used by the local community for a long time, and it's also that part of it has been also used for waste tipping. So there was part of it. It's shaped by human interference. So there was a Victorian waste tip apparently there, and then on some area Paxman dumped its foundry ashes. So, but this also means that there are different soil types around, and different characters of the landscape. So there's, in a relatively small space, there's a great variety of different natural habitats also. So there's you got woodland, where Paxman at some point planted lots of cricket bat willows, but cricket bats apparently were never made out of them. So they are now gradually falling down because they're quite old. Then there's grassland, like with tall herb vegetation, quite a lot of interesting plants actually. There's a value for insects, for wildlife, for birds, a lot of recounted 50 different bird species. There's both small and large mammals like deer and foxes and wood mice. And
okay, so there is the kind of long-term common use by different groups of people. There's wildlife on there that use it too. So is that the main reason you think it deserves to be listed as an asset of community value, because of the different diverse array of people that are using it in different ways, and the wildlife? Or is there anything different that makes it an asset of community value? You know, what kind of social well-being does it bring, do you think?
I think the Hythe area generally has seen a lot of development.